Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. The set is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Media Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA200Z.
KC2NBU.
K2AAC.
5AOW, hello, Jeff.
Alright, there's five right off the bat. We'll start with George, N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. I'm Jack, and we're all fair on the net. We got a temperature here of 41 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 40 to 46, so we didn't have much range. And I'm playing with the computer, on the computer tonight, looking up a whole bunch of things. Look, I can get a good price for a Motorola Maritrack 110-watt low-band set that's already programmed on any of the 6-meter channels I'd be using, and in addition to a lot more, it's a 99-channel programmable. And then I get a very good price on it. It seems comes the first of next month. So it'll be great for the X, and also for the two repeaters I could get into from here, the 5305 in Auburn and the 5367 over there in Syracuse. They're programmed in, but they got to put the different tone. Each one needs a different tone than what's in it. So, toll $15 extra, they'll do that and program the other simplex channel in as well, the 540 as well as the 525, which is in it. And hopefully, I'll be having some fun there again. Okay, God bless. 73s on 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, good luck with it. It's a never-ending battle with that stuff. So, well, good luck, and hopefully you get it all set up there soon. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. I assume you're watching the 21st century version of the Pine Tar game tonight. What's new?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of watching it tonight. Yeah, well, guys, made it so obvious. Not very smart. But that's, they all do things like that. And, let's see, well, today was a very cold day down our way. We had a high of 42. In fact, that's what it still is, 42.1. And 2 tenths of an inch of rain, and that was that pretty much ended by mid morning. So as I say, the wind was quite cold today. That's what reminded the most. So that's the way it goes. Always one day good, one day bad. But I don't say you're doing anything special other than that. 7th Street 3's all around. KA2000's up.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, that was kind of a dumb move, especially since he did it last time. Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, all right, well, hopefully we'll get some nicer weather here tomorrow. We're calling for some sunshine, I guess, so we'll have to see. But, all right, we'll catch up with you later. KC2, MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We've got 37 degrees up on the hill here, and we're came home with nothing from the auction today. Going to try again tomorrow. They wouldn't even take any bids on the stuff I was interested in, so they just sent them through.
Ah, well, sometimes the fish just won't bite the bait. All right, anything else going on tonight?
No, it's a little bit cloudy. I can see a couple of stars, but boy, it sure feels damp, like it wants to mist or something. But no, calling it a night.
All right, great. Well, thanks for checking in, and well, good luck on the next auction, is what I should say. All right, we move to K2AAC. I can't remember if it's Art or Arthur, something like that. What's going on tonight?
Hi, this is K2AAC, Art. I actually am in Williamsville, New York, just outside of Buffalo, over here at the hotel, spending the night here. Normal location is the town of Tonawanda, New York. So I just wanted to jump in and say hi. I haven't talked to you in a long time, and everybody else in the net hopefully had a good day. I know Monday we got it up to 71 degrees. Today was about, I'd say about 42 or 44 was the high. Right now it's about 41, something like that. Supposed to get down to 32, so... Other than that, I ain't got much for the net. Just wanted to check in and say hi to you, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. And I'll send it back to net control. This is K2AAC from the town of Williamsville. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, it's about the same temperature as we had around here today. 45, I think, when we were driving around. I remember seeing that on the thermometer, so... All right, well, you sound good. I think you're coming in there on the Echo Lake, and sounds great. So, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Pardon me. I get a long-distance phone call, so I'll pass and catch up with everyone later on. 73 is still home. OW.
Okay, Bill. Perfectly understood. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
This is KD2GHL, checking in.
KD2GHL, that was, I believe that was right. What's going on?
Not much here. I'm over here in town of Ohio. My name is Rich. Got my license on Monday. Got general, and just checking in, this is my second contact on here.
Roger that. Okay, now I see you. I was looking it up here online. I guess it's a little new, so it took a little bit to find it, but I think we got it here. Yeah, I have a camp up there in the town of Ohio, so know exactly where it is. Well, congratulations on getting your general there. I'd like to get mine eventually. Every time I start studying for it, life gets in the way. But, anything else going on?
No, not much. Just want to check in. I'm on a portable battery-powered boat van with just an external microphone. And my bass is not quite ready tonight, so I'll have that ready probably tomorrow.
All right, great. Well, you sound good. And so you wouldn't know you were on one of that boat bag, so, nope, you sound fine. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, Rich, and it might take me a couple times to remember your name here, but feel free to check in, and actually, I won't be running the net if all goes well for the next few days. It'll be, let's see, Bill Quinn and Paul, if he's still doing it. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and we're here every night, 9 o'clock. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
Well, for myself, truck shopping today, and new trucks, so looking at
hike up there, but we can test drive a few of them, and pretty sure we've settled on the one we're going to get. So just waiting for the dealer to get the one in the right color, because I'm picky, I guess. But anyway, so not much else to report from that. I got to get back here to work tomorrow. No more driving around chopping. So that's all I have to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N2PSM.
Go ahead, George.
I was wondering, does anybody know about anything about the 147-255 there toward Watertown? It seems, listening to it all while, I know it's on the air, and although I hear the identifier every so often, but doesn't seem that it's in use at all anymore. I know it used to be the home of the Rooster Roster, but I'm surprised there's absolutely nothing on it anymore. If anyone knew what was going on or anything, I'd definitely like to know. N2PSM clip.
Oh, if anybody knows, jump in now. George, I'm tight. I would try the lava net there tomorrow. I know a lot of them guys would get on that early morning net up there. I can't even reach that repeater from here, so I would give them a shout tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a Roger. I was going up, but I got involved in things with Mommy, and I was with Alzheimer's and all, and I wasn't able to get in there tonight. I figured maybe someone would be on here that would know. I'm going to try it tomorrow night, see what happens, and thanks. N2PSM, Chris.
All right, George. Good luck. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2EIT. All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. Now return to frequency right around with you. So I'd like to thank George, Jack, Ray, Art, Bill, and Rich for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2EIT, clear.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Clear.
N2FR.